and I'm Alex Keefe with this VPR News. Today, Governor Peter Shumlin unveiled a major healthcare initiative that's designed to reduce private insurance premiums and make coverage more affordable for low- and middle-income Vermonters. That's less than a month after he scrapped his version of single-payer healthcare. The new plan would be financed in part by a $90 million a year payroll tax surcharge on all businesses. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports on the governor's annual budget speech today.
The central part of Shumlin's plan is focused on what's known as the Medicaid cost shift. Because Medicaid reimburses providers at between 40 and 60% of the service, the remaining balance is shifted over to private health insurance premiums. It's estimated that between 15 and 20% of the cost of private premiums are the result of this shift. Shumlin wants to impose a 0.7% payroll tax on all businesses. The tax would be put into place next January, and on an annual basis, it would raise roughly $90 million. This state money would then be matched with $99 million in federal funds. The governor wants to put the money in a new special state health care fund. The money would be used to significantly increase Medicaid reimbursement rates, provide larger state subsidies for people who buy their policies on the state health exchange, and help finance an expansion of the Medicaid program.
It benefits all Vermonters because the combined state and federal dollars raised increase payments to providers and increase access for Vermonters while making commercial insurance more affordable for individuals and businesses.
Shumlin says the new payroll tax shouldn't hurt businesses that currently offer insurance because they should see lower health care premiums. And he says it's fair to tax businesses that don't offer coverage. To eliminate the state's projected $100 million budget gap, Shumlin proposed a package of budget cuts and new tax revenue. He says the cuts will largely be made by consolidating a number of programs. The new revenue will be raised by eliminating an income tax provision that allows people to deduct state and local taxes that they paid in the previous year. It will affect the roughly 30% of taxpayers who itemize their deductions.
The average benefit for those who use this deduction is $175. Eliminating it raises $15.5 million towards our budget gap. This is a progressive and principled approach. It's the right thing to do. It's timely and sensible.
Shumlin did not offer a specific plan to reduce education property taxes, but he did say that this is not the time to make drastic changes in the current funding formula. Instead, he called for a state-local partnership to find ways to lower costs and increase educational quality. But he said the state would be ready to step in if these goals are not achieved at the local level.
We should either adjust the funding formula to ensure that other taxpayers don't support continued bad choices, or, when absolutely necessary, find ways to exercise authority to close those schools.
Shumlin also proposed a plan that would ban teachers' strikes, and it would also prohibit local school boards from imposing the terms of a contract. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.